Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for the V Show with Bob Valvano on your sports station, ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
Bobby V picked a great time to not be here. Could get interesting today. Bobby V out. Where is Bob? Do we know where Bob is?
Is he taking a train back?
That's what I thought.
I think he's taking a train back. I think he's getting set for Jimmy V week.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I think
that's
he's
right.
Going
New
from
York.
North Carolina. Shout out to him, by the way. Got to catch a Hurricanes game.
Yeah,
New
saw the
York.
Pictures. The whole switch over from basketball to hockey at PNC Arena on Saturday.
How do they do that?
Well, I'm kidding. That's sarcasm.
Okay.
That seems like one of the things Bob would be fascinated by, the switch from the hockey rink to the basketball
court. Oh, and he was. He put it on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. That seems like right up his alley.
Well, yep. The breaking news you want to know and hear, Louisville is going to the First Responder Bowl.
Hooray!
I'll play Air Force. He's Phil Baker. I'm Nick Curran. Process here. Nikki V will be here in a bit. Then we'll figure out what we've got for the show. 267-9680, the phone number, 437-9680, the UPS jobs text line. We'll get to that right now. I have a feeling we might get some calls and texts today. Continuing, I guess it's Vince Tyree watch. Multiple reports out there say it's all but a done deal that he'll be headed to Florida State. Nothing official yet.
Good for him. Get off the last lifeboat of the Titanic.
So let's do this timeline for those that... That's where we need to do it. Drew did a great job this morning. Maben and Rummage did a great job. Not sure how much time is old Brad's been about it. But they talked the college football playoff and everything. But I think what it boils down to is just this game. Remember The Office? I talk about this in The Office. We'll lose this DirecTV screensaver as my example.
Yeah, let's. We're looking.
It's like a game of Pong that just keeps going back and forth. There was a narrative out on Friday.
It's actually a game of telephone is what it is, and I think that's part of the issue.
So Friday, great job. Shout out to Double D staying on lane. You had Patty Ice, Chad Grossman. I heard Process called in a little soft.
Oh, that was
called in. Yeah,
that was one of the highlights of the entire thing. I was
Rummage,
Friday night as
Mark
well.
Innes, Blankenbaker doing great work. Andy Sweeney doing great work.
Some guy called in, said he wanted to come at me in the streets. I
heard
what
that.
That's about.
Sounded like he was 12. He said, well, actually, he said you sounded like you were 12.
I want him to know I am armed in the streets, so come at me if you
boy.
Dare.
Okay, I don't.
He is wearing his Philadelphia Eagles hat.
Goodness gracious.
So how did you all consume Friday? We talked about this yesterday on the Sunday Morning Hangover for a bit, but just Sats thing, that came out about, 4:35 o'clock?
Yep, right toward the end of the
Eric
work
Crawford,
day.
Eric Crawford got that. Shout out to EC. Our guys stay on a little bit later. Then some news trickles out from Pete Thamel, who is a voice when it comes to college football reporting, that Vince Tyree was in serious discussions to be the Florida State AD. It settles down a little bit, but everyone's getting so angry that it's...
Then we start going into
speculating,
theories.
Yes.
Why is he... Neely Bindapudi wouldn't let him make the move on Satterfield that he wanted to make. Ad nauseum with that sort of thing. And that's where it was, I think,
Friday
at the end
night.
Of Friday into Saturday.
Well, and then you got a quote, the Neely Bindapudi's team sent out something from the university, we'll get this right, basically saying that they're on the same page. I want to get the exact quote right before I ruin this, but basically indicating that she supports anything that Vince Tyree does. So Vince Tyree essentially saying that they're bringing Sat back, and he got to make the decision. There were some reports out there that have been debunked saying that she was in the meeting for these things. I don't know what to believe at this point. I'm going to be quiet.
There have been multiple reports that she was not in the meeting. And I think her statement didn't specifically address the meeting, but essentially was saying, hey...
Hi, guys.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
Sorry, I want to get
good.
This
Thanks
right.
for being here.
Statement from University of Louisville. So this is Saturday regarding leadership of football program. The following statement is from the University of Louisville President Neely Bindaputi. Decisions about personnel matters within the athletic department are made by the athletic director. I have faith in Vince Tyree's leadership of the department, and I support his decision in this matter. That was around Saturday. There's a volleyball game. I guess, is that Friday night?
Okay,
so Friday night is going on.
Yeah, UIC.
Tim Sullivan gets a response and says that Vince Tyree doesn't talk about other jobs.
Yeah, that was on Friday night. That kind of added fuel to the fire. He said something like, I don't talk about other jobs, I never have. And that was kind of like a non-denial.
And then there's reports out there from Major Adelson, our boy Pat Forty, putting things out there indicating that they met essentially all day, and there's a rift there. And that was last night, right?
Yes, and that came also came yesterday, talking about Pat Forty, I think, dropped the report that he was kind of a dark horse candidate in Florida State, but then yesterday into last night was moving into be the front runner to be the next athletic director at Florida State. That kind of came out last night. There have been more reports to that effect from down in Tallahassee and from, I think, the Tampa Bay Times as well. So a lot of people picking up with that as well.
Here was Pat Forty's tweets. For those that we have to remind ourselves, not everyone is on Twitter. So if you are not following this, I know Drew did a great job this morning breaking it all down. Maben and Rummage did as well, I'm sure. And Pratt did too. Sources: the interest between Louisville AD Vince Tyree and Florida State is mutual and serious and could come to a resolution as early as Monday. Louisville Board of Trustees scheduled to meet tomorrow, meaning today,
5 o'clock,
to discuss personnel matters. The follow-up tweet: relations between Tyree and U of L president Neely Bindaputi are strained enough that a potential parting could be considered mutual. Followed up: ACC could be looking at two interleague AD changes simultaneously. The Clemson AD potentially going to Miami, and then Clemson. So everyone's speculating here. Would they global promote deputy? I don't know him at all. I know a lot of people spoke highly of him during his time at Church. He went on to Villanova, but Josh Hurd on an interim basis.
I think it was Eric Crawford who reported that if Vince were to leave for Florida State, that Josh Hurd would be promoted on an interim basis, and then a national search would commence for who the next athletic director will be. Obviously, could be Josh, but it'll be a national search.
The last tweet from Pat Forty on this topic as of yesterday: from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday, multiple global sources were sure that Tyree FSU talks were bogus. Nobody is saying that anymore. So that was from Pat Forty.
Yeah, just so very interesting, and that's kind of where we are now in a holding pattern. There's the meeting of the Board of Trustees today at 5. There's an athletic board meeting now tomorrow at 9 a.m., kind of the same thing, to discuss personnel matters that Neely Bindaputi is expected to lead. Reporting of to that extent came out earlier. And so now it's just kind of wait-and-see mode, I think, for everyone to see what happens. I thought this tweet from Eric Crawford, probably around 10 o'clock last night, I thought was really interesting. And to me, sort of delves into, and I know a lot of people think this is about Scott Satterfield, that there's a rift between, well, and obviously the six-game Chris Mack suspension. I think that's what everyone sort of saw the reporting, and after that, that's when it came out that there was a disagreement and maybe a little dissension between the two there. But I think last night, here was what Eric Crawford tweeted, probably at about 10 o'clock, from WDRB. Overview: at Louisville, upheaval continues. Fans disengaging from football. AD perhaps departing. NCAA circling, and sources saying university intent on handling it with minimal athletic input. And Chris Mack's future is very much in doubt if the NCAA returns level 2 sanctions. So, my takeaway from that is that, according to what Eric Crawford's hearing, the university wants to handle the NCAA sort of pending stuff, which I don't know what's left to handle. It's in the hands of the IARP. There's no appeal, and that's kind of the risk you take by going this route. So if they do return, whatever they return, I guess, according to what he's hearing, the university is going to handle whatever sanctions are put in place and the ramifications thereof. So if there are level 2 sanctions, like Chris Mack may be let go, according to what Eric Crawford's hearing, I guess sort of over the head of the athletic director per the university, and going to be heavy-handed with that. And to me, like, all that is where the Vince Tyre stuff, to me, seems to stem from. I don't know. I have no inside information whatsoever. Just trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together like everyone else here. But that, to me, you know, the suspension back in August of six games after the Dino Gaudio stuff, it was pretty well documented that there was disagreement on how to handle that. Seems like Dr. Benaputi was very much in favor of suspending him. Obviously, that's what happened. Seemed like Vince Tyre wasn't necessarily on board with that. And then if you continue on with this, when the NCAA comes down with whatever it's going to decide further after the Dino Gaudio stuff and more violations potentially stemming from what Dino was accusing, and if, you know, you're not going to get a say as the AD in whatever happens as a result of that, that might be another reason Vince would look elsewhere, and I get that, and I also get the university side, and Ely Bendaputi, whose charge partly was to sort of help clean up the house that not only was in the athletic side, but in that office, by all accounts, a bit of a mess. You can kind of get both sides, but I also understand Vince saying, hey, if I'm not going to be sort of looped in on all this stuff and get to make these decisions, I don't want to be here.
Right, wrong, or indifferent. And I heard you guys talking about this a little bit, Nikki B, and feel free to chime in on this. I mean, you got to give some credit, and I know people don't want to hear this about the president, but she at least put out a statement. You know, like, she put out a statement basically putting the ball in Vince's court of saying, hey, I fully support him and the decision makings on this matter. Now, the other side of that coin is if Vince is meeting with Florida State all day Saturday or Friday, whenever this meeting transpired, after apparently he just gave this to Eric Crawford of WDRB, because
when where did you see that he met with Florida State all day Friday?
Isn't that what Pat 40?
He said from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Zoomed. I'm sorry. Like, in terms of, like, I think that's been out there of, like, talked to Florida State, not met physically with them, but talked with him. There would have to be some discussions out
there.
Well,
at some point, obviously.
Right. So I'm fascinated. Yes, I should clarify with that. That is important. Good on you for catching me on that. But I think it boils down to is who's in charge? Can he do his job effectively? And I think that's been rumblings dating back to the Chris Mack stuff. But that was something that you heard multiple times going back to this new hire, was of all this, the president and the athletics, and everyone was going to be on the same page. That was something that you heard. And I think the fans are upset. They don't know who to be mad at right now. And it's a game of tennis, because you just keep going back and forth. Everyone's speculating with Ely Bendaputi, but she at least put out a statement.
She did. And
you can perceive that how you want.
It's
at least out there.
It's tough for Vince to put out much of a statement right now, given what we are pretty sure we know about his situation. But the part of this that is interesting is, I don't know. I think there's a chance, and people will probably disagree with this, but I think there's at least a chance that this doesn't really have a whole lot to do with Scott Satterfield.
Just an oversight of just everything.
Well, I think there's, you know, Vince may have made the decision to keep Satterfield based on just wanting to make that decision, based on the same arguments I've been making here that people have been crushing me for the last few weeks, which is fine. But maybe that happened. I think also, if that's not the case, the way Scott Satterfield may have played into this, if Vince obviously was looking at the Florida State job and in on that, how could you possibly fire Scott Satterfield? You know what? Like, if you are seriously in talks with Florida State and that's a possibility, I don't understand how you could make the call anyway, even if that's what you wanted to do. Are you going to fire the coach and then head out? That doesn't look
good.
But
the other side of that coin, if you're planning on leaving,
yeah,
and you got to interbase it,
but
they're not going to be able to hire anyone.
No,
under that.
But if you're planning on leaving, like, the right thing to do is what he did, is to leave it alone, because you can't fire him and then leave it up to somebody else to make the hire. You can't fire him and then go start talking to candidates either and get right on it. Unless you're going to lie to their face, and because they're going to want to know that you're going to be their boss if you're the one making the hire. If you're possibly going to be out the door, it's pretty well impossible for you to let someone go and then start the process of hiring a new football coach if you're going to be leaving. So to me, the only decision that he could make, if he was obviously seriously considering leaving, which by all accounts it certainly seems that he is.
Feels like it's past the point of no return at this point.
It kind of does. Like, what other decision could he make other than keep him? I don't think you could fire him and then leave it on the lap of a new AD or an interim AD to hire a new football coach. That's a pretty tough deal if you're Vince Tyre. If you want to start the process yourself of hiring a new coach, you can't really do that because you're going to have to sit in front of these guys and tell them, yeah, I'm not going to be here, but I'm trying to hire you. That's not going to work. I don't think there were many options, perhaps, if this played into it, then to keep him and kind of let it be up to whoever else comes in.
Look, and Nick, and I heard you guys talk about this, and I thought it was an awesome point you guys made up, because I think sometimes we're too close to it here, and believe it or not, there is a world outside of Metro Louisville and surrounding counties around there. But the fascinating conundrum to me, and I keep going back to this, is that by all accounts, you know, I know people want to point to the big blue Vince, the mole. I cannot buy into that, but I'm open for all your theories today. Like, I'm open for all of it. Why not? 437-9680
UPS
jobs.
Might crush some of them, but sure.
Yeah, 437-9680 UPS jobs text line. But, I mean, his dad's name hangs in the rafters. By all accounts, they hired who you wanted as the front runner for basketball. He approached Jeff Brohm the first time. It didn't go through. He's retained Jeff Walls, Dan McDonald, got a number one seed in volleyball. Like, by all accounts, and I'm sure I'm leaving out a ton.
Field hockey's been really good. I mean,
maybe
I
NCAA tournament this year.
So it feels like, by all accounts, I mean, this guy and Drew has circles closer to him than any of us. I don't want to speak for you all, for at least
no,
me.
No, 100%.
But it just feels like a Louisville guy through and through, just transplanted. First time AD, may I add you.
Yeah.
Taking a leap to go down to Florida State. Like, something doesn't smell right about that to me. Like, it's
well,
just.
And, sure and, it doesn't.
And I know these guys are wired differently when we talk about coaches, to be ambitious, more money, things like that.
Well, I think we just laid out what didn't smell. Like, obviously, there is a bit of a fractured relationship there. I don't think there's any question about that. That's the reporting that people have put out there. Just read Eric Crawford's tweet. And I think that's probably what it is. And I don't know. You know, that job may have come open. Maybe Vince was feeling this fractured relationship and thinking about, because look, he's a guy that's got options. Eric Crawford in his story about this last night, and Rick Bozich, they both did reporting on a story at WDRB.com, both talked about, you know, there had been whispers that Vince Tyre may have wanted to get out of being the Louisville AD soon and maybe get back into the business world. Perhaps. I mean, he's a guy that has options. He came from the business world, was very successful with that.
Navigated during the pandemic. I know.
And
popular or not, I mean, he was able to get it fiscally responsible and laying off 45 people, which I know wasn't a popular choice at the time, but you had to navigate those waters.
He garnered the respect of a lot of his peers in the ACC because of the way he handled things financially, especially during the pandemic. And maybe this Florida State job comes open. He puts his name in there, and all of a sudden, hey, they're interested. Maybe it wasn't something where he was looking to get another athletic director job, but the opportunity presented itself, and maybe he's going to sort of step through that door. That's how it is. It sounds like, based on what was reading from Crawford and Bozich yesterday, that he was thinking about getting out of it anyway, and maybe the Florida State thing presented itself and he decided he liked working in athletics and kind of wants to continue that. That seems to be a perhaps reasonable hypothesis of what happened. I don't know.
Some breaking news. I'm getting some texts about it. Yes, we will dive back into this. This is the topic. But yes, there's some breaking news. Kentucky Derby first place finisher Medina Spirit suffered a sudden death after working five furlongs this morning in Santa Anita.
So believed to be a heart attack.
Yeah, so that coming out there. Sad news out west. So I guess there's no real, until this meeting happens and the personnel matters, they're going to have to address, like, what's going on. And at some point, because we talked about this yesterday, Sunday Morning Hangover, 10 to noon, ESPN 680, Vince has been probably, like it or not, very accessible in terms of doing press conferences. And I know you can't, if you're talking with another, you can't necessarily just drop everything you're doing, get in front of a mic and everything. But there were some things Friday that he just talked strictly to Eric Crawford. There were some things that, I mean, they get a new sponsor or they're building the Denny Crum dorm. They're having a press conference about it. Something in recent, this is me putting my tinfoil hat on, just isn't adding up with him being as visible recently to talk about some of these matters. And I know you can't do that. And maybe he didn't view it, which I see how he interacts on social media. And I know he consumes sports talk radio. Maybe he just felt like if he did, it would just fan the flames. And maybe just talking to one reporter. Yeah, just a little bit. Just talking to one reporter, Eric Crawford, getting out there, giving a little bit to Tim Sullivan here and there. That's enough, and it's over. Go take the bowl game. It feels like that some folks are just not going to be happy regardless of what happens. But I don't know who's at fault for this, and I think that's where the transparency goes back to of, is it Neely? Is it Vince? But Neely did put that out there from the president's office, and I'm going to be fascinated to see who is the point person on this moving forward, especially on an interim basis. Like, if you're just a puppet under the president. Like, I don't want to speculate because she wasn't in the meeting. Like, that's what came out. She was not in the meeting.
Well, and this is putting some – based on what – you read and see from different people who are much more plugged in than we are in terms of reporting and sources close to various people within athletics and at the university. It seems like it's very much centered on men's basketball to me. It seems like a lot of the sort of fissure potentially between the two is pretty centered there. That there was difference in opinion over the decision to suspend Chris Mack. It seems to me that there is an emphasis from the president's office to want to be involved in stuff involving the NCAA and potential violations because, like, that's what this whole administration was sort of brought in to clean up. And any sort of semblance of impropriety or not following the rules or however you want to look at it, it seems to me they want to have a lot of control over that. And I can understand if you're in charge of athletics that could obviously rub you the wrong way because you're trying to be in charge of your own department and make decisions about it because that's your job. But I can also understand from a university standpoint, from the leadership of the overall university, if you're brought in to sort of help clean up the image, I guess, in a lot of ways of the university, both on an athletics from the an athletics front, and then also on the president's office front, because there was obviously a lot of things and issues there prior to Neely Bendapudi becoming the new permanent president at U of L. I can understand why they want to be heavily involved in things. Like, I can see both sides, and maybe that just made the situation working together untenable because they both wanted to have their own way. And if the president of the university's on one side, guess who's going to win?
I brought this up yesterday, and Nick Kern, Phil Baker, Nikki V, and for Bobby V here on the V Show. At this point, I'll ask it to you, and I'll ask it to texters right now, because again, it's a measuring stick here on the text line, Twitter, which is not real life, but in sports talk radio. The people that call, does it not feel like it's just to this a toxic point right now? Yeah, and I'm gonna say from the football standpoint,
sure.
We can talk about the basketball things to the point where you talk about mutually parting ways and things like that, and I don't even know if it even got there, but it just feels like there is just this.
this toxic, just nothing is going to make a bulk of this fan base happy until the guy up at Purdue is here. And I don't know what recipe for success that is for anybody on the staff, the players, and everything, and how much that played into this, because I think basketball, to your point, is probably a big chunk of this as well.
If
Vince Tyree can't do his job, and if it, by all accounts there was rumors out there that she wanted to potentially fire him after that, and they settled on a 6-game suspension, that's concerning. So it's just, there's just these little things. I said it, and Drew quoted me as saying it yesterday. Like, I have cousins that live in Columbus. I have cousins that live in Richmond, Virginia. They know the name of the athletic director and the president. Like, nah, they have no idea what they look like.
Sure.
It's just different here, man. So,
well, at this point it is.
So I'll toss that to you guys, but that's kind of where I'm at, where it just feels like every outlet you potentially get, it's a recipe for failure. And we talked about, you talked about the extension yesterday.
Well,
I mean, what's going to happen next year?
I think it was missing. Apparently he has 3 years left on his deal, which I did not know.
Oh, I thought this was his final year coming up. So
but evidently there's 3 years left on his deal. So I was told that, and I think I was misinformed on that potentially, and maybe not the only one.
I know the number is right around $7 or $8 million to buy him out, but he has a landing spot potentially if he could do it. But again, that by all accounts, Vince Tyree said he's staying here. So,
well,
but who knows what that means now with if he leaves?
That's also a very fair point, because the new AD would be able to make his own. Although I think it's tough for an interim AD to make that move, probably. So you probably have to wait for, I would guess Satterfield will have next year, because it's going to be, I would think, a tough thing for an interim athletic director to do. Who knows how long it'll take to hire an AD? We'll see how that plays out potentially. But
contract runs through 2024 with a $3.25 million annual guarantee.
So
there
you
go.
3 years.
Just to break down numbers, by the way.
Sure.
I don't know how much this plays into it. Maybe, I mean, he was given a better deal, or, you know, allegedly given a better deal. But with that pay cut that Tyree took, he went from like $1.2 million a year to $850,000 a year, I believe. That is significantly higher than David Coburn was getting at FSU. He was getting just under $3 million. So it to be like a good business decision, I feel like that's a massive, massive pay cut, unless they're willing to give him that much.
Well,
that was eye opening. I thought they were going to be within $100,000 of one another, maybe. Like,
we'll see what his, maybe we will, maybe we won't see what his deal ends up being down there, if in fact all this comes to fruition. But, you know, if it is a big pay cut, that would even lend more to the reason why he left, has been what we're kind of talking about here.
I misspoke. It was $239,000 prior to he also took a pay cut with COVID. So $1.2 million post pay cut, and going to $850,000, and Coburn was $240,000 before taking a pay cut.
Although I do,
if I'm getting these numbers right, that's wow, that's really eye opening.
I don't know a ton about David Coburn, but he was kind of a stopgap guy, and then was made the full time guy. He was kind of like Vince Tyree.
I was about
in a lot
to say, wasn't
here.
Tyree the same way?
Yeah, and so I don't know how much that plays into the pay there. Maybe he was willing to kind of give them a discount because he knew he wasn't going to be around very long. I'm not completely sure exactly what the situation is there, but we'll see. Maybe to Phil's point about the fan base and a lot of negativity, obviously see that. And to take it a step further, I think there's almost, to some degree, a small fissure in the fan base a little bit, because there are people I've seen, you know, a lot of people with the Satterfield stuff and with the Brohm stuff, obviously on board with bringing him back. And that's, as you said, I think for at least a segment, the only way some people are going to be happy, or at least if Satterfield's gone. I've seen other people kind of say, hey, let's just settle in. No more conspiracy theories. Let's just move on, and whatever happens. I don't know. A lot of people don't want to hear that, but I will say one more thing about this that I thought about, and obviously we'll take your calls and text. 267-9680, the phone number, 437-9680, the UPS jobs text line. I know we'll be talking about this throughout the show today, obviously, but one thing that I was thinking about last night and then into today like the leadership in athletics, the leadership of the university, and Mark kind of tweeted something. Mark Ennis, hear him from 3 to 6, the drive over at 93.9 The Ville, kind of tweeted this yesterday, something to this effect. Like, a lot of these people come and go, right? Like, with the university or even in the city. And that was Mark's point to the city. He's like, I'm still going to be living here. My family lives here. Like, these people can come and go, whatever. If they don't want to be here, then so be it. And I completely understand that. But from a university standpoint, there have been lots of people who have led the athletics side of the university. There have been lots of people who have been in university leadership. There have been a lot of people who have come and who have gone over the years. To me, the thing that sort of stays the same, although obviously people change, faces change year after year, you have 18 to 22, 23-year-old young men and women, and I know this is going to sound incredibly hokey, but here we are. This is me. That's who's out there playing year after year, and that's kind of the end game, right? To be supporting the people playing the sports, the athletes out there playing. Like, that's, at the end of the day, the thing that's the most joyous about being a fan, I think, is watching them play and watching them kind of grow and supporting the team. And I'm lucky because I get to work closely with women's basketball, and they have a lot of, great people. That's who they recruit, and to a person every year. It's just so much fun to be around the players that they have. They're great people, great personalities, really fun to get to see them up close. But like, that's who you're supporting, and that's who's going to be around no matter what, are the athletes playing the sports. It's not about who the AD is necessarily. It's not about who the coach is. And I know we get wrapped up in that, and I know it's important.
Yeah, that's where I'll push back a little bit, because everything you're saying is right, but it's got to count for something.
It does. People would not be as into, like, say, women's basketball if Jeff Walls wasn't who Jeff Walls is. He's done a lot to build the program. But at the end of the day, if he doesn't have the players there to play, it doesn't matter what he's doing. Like, that to me is where you find the joy in all this stuff, is watching them play and compete and grow if you have a chance to see them over a few years. I know that's a little rarer in men's basketball these days, but a lot of the other sports. There's a lot to be excited about in the athletic department. It's not all doom and gloom. You have a lot of great representatives of the athletic department out there playing. You've got women's basketball, who's been really good this year. You've obviously got volleyball, 30-0, playing in the Sweet 16.
But
on
the revenue
Thursday.
Drivers, and I'm with you. Like, I'm with you. I'm 100% with
men's
you.
Men's basketball, which just won a huge road game at NC State on Saturday. Like, there's a lot to be excited about. There's a lot of really fun young men and young women to follow on these various athletic fields. And that's what doesn't change, like, no matter what. And so I just don't understand being so drugged down by all this other stuff.
Fans, like, don't know who to be mad at, though.
Like, that's, I know, but yeah. Support the people that are playing. Like, that's the bottom line.
Well, no, and I think there's something to that. But at the same, I feel like the bulk of the fan base, the Louisville fan base, they're, like, looking around at, like, a mall looking for somebody to, like, just hug. Because they want someone to embrace them back. Like, it just feels like they're looking.
Punch. I feel like they're also looking.
They're ready
to
super kick somebody like Shawn Michaels, too. That's also a fraction of it.
Music.
But I think some folks, they just want to see some transparency. And I know that word, get your bingo card out, has been tossed around so much. And by all accounts, prior to this, you've had it. But I mean, I can't defend these folks. You and I scoff at it. Nick does, too, about some of these, you know, Kentucky fans on the board. They're trying to sabotage that. I scoff at that. Some of the folks that are putting these things out there, you're not giving them a lot of things to defend that, though, moving forward. And people are, I'm telling you, people are buying into it. I think it's ludicrous. I'm going to say here. But
if you're trying, I just gave you things that if you think they're trying to sabotage the athletic department from within, why wouldn't you try to tank the entire athletic department? Like, why would women's basketball be on a run of Elite Eights? Why would volleyball be 30-0
because they're not
the number one?
They're
team
considered
in the country.
Non-revenue. But I think it's stupid because at the end of the day, doesn't really matter if you're red or blue. The color anyone cares about is green.
Sure.
And if the teams are good, it's better for business.
No question.
That's
and
why
it's helping to stay afloat too. Like, I mean, it's great that they're great people, as you alluded to, but at some point, like, it's got to help carry the entire ship here.
Exactly. And I mean, it goes without saying, I think we're all on the same page here. I don't want to speak for you guys, but don't worry, everybody. For all the people that listen, 93.9 The Ville. Personally, I'm L's up all the way, but I got news for you. It's better for business if all the teams are good. So go UK, go IU, go Western Kentucky. I root for all of you. I'm a whore.
Sure. That's the way it
because
works.
Because green. I want money to go to the station that I'll never see. But still, it'll be good.
Yeah, there's always hope. There's hope.
No, there's not. Okay, but I'm happy. I'm happy that the station gets the money. It's good.
All right. Yeah. And I think that's a really good point too. But I just don't see the point of gnashing a lot of teeth over someone who might want to leave. Seems like he wants to leave. Then he'll leave like that. Sometimes you have people working together that just can't get along and work together, and that seems to possibly be the case here.
Can I just correct something real fast?
I found a spreadsheet online. If you can't trust a spreadsheet online, who can you trust?
What can you trust?
Now, granted, this spreadsheet also kind of got Jim, who's the dude from Missouri, Jim Turk. Got him and Vince Tyree mixed up on it, but still, you were able to decipher what it was. And Vince Tyree's deal last year was $850,000 base salary with a max bonus of $150,000. Dave Coburn was a starting salary of about $240,000, but with extra incentives and other compensation, it got up to about, I think, $565,000. I'm trying to find it here. So it was a little bit closer, and he had a max compensation of just under $150,000. So it's a little closer than what I said, but still, I mean,
incentive laden, I guess.
I'm curious to see what potentially happens moving forward, just from the standpoint of you've seen, look down in South Beach, look down in Miami, and look at the debacle. Now they got their coach, but the debacle to get there. Like that, Manny Diaz was still out recruiting while all this was going on, because it felt like the money behind the scenes and an AD search that was going on with the search firm weren't on the same page with what to do. But big money, it sounds like. I listen to the Levitard show. I talk about this all the time. They say that there was big money boosters that demanded a change, and that's another component of it. Like, who is it? Just fan anger, or is there real money behind this that are doing it? Now, you can go look at previous and current donors that are liking tweets here that are indicating like they want to see a change in some capacity.
Well,
now
you're going to get to see a change potentially. It seems like you're going to have an athletic director change. So everyone that was tweeting,
is that enough
to fire Vince? I don't know that he's going to get fired, but you're probably going to get your wish of him being gone. That's what I don't. I mean, it seems to be coming to pass based on all the reporting that is out there. So I don't know. You'll get a chance to see what someone else can do, it would seem.
Let's take a break here in a second. I want Nikki V to play the sound from WDRB. Our boy Rick Bozich, he's on with Andy every Thursday. Listen to him on The Take. Rick Bozich breaks down just kind of the timeline of events, him and Eric Crawford working their sources and everything, because I think I heard Steve say this about the sources of, you know, Brom, there's not a job there, but by all accounts, everyone says Brom would have taken it. That's Drew working his sources, which his sources are good for it. There's other folks that are close to the Brom family. I feel like everyone here in this city has, you know, it's the Kevin Bacon effect, the degree of separation with Kevin Bacon. So I want to hear what Rick Bowes. It's about 5 minutes, but I think he does a good job breaking down just the timeline of events. What's next? Is Josh Hurd going to take over with a national search to be taking over if Vince Tyree does in fact go? Because I think when Thamel, 40, Andrew Adelson get that out there, like, I don't know how you come back and from that. But Vince, he's connected. It's just, how does he sell that? You got a fan base that, obvious, a portion that wants the coach gone. But then Vince Tyree now, they're worried that he's going to leave now, too, for the ones that support Vince. So there's all this influx, and I think Rick Bozich does a good breakdown on WDRB.com. So we should play that here on the other side of the break, if that works for you guys.
Let's do it. We'll take a break. More to come. 267-9680. The phone number. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll get to plenty of texts. There's plenty of those. 437-9680 on the UPS Jobs text line. It's the V Show on a Monday on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Come gather around, people, wherever the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. Was the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing.
It would seem that they are. Times are a-changing.
Can you play the harmonica?
No.
This isn't meant to be a chirp or anything, but if there's one person at the studio that could play the harmonica, you'd be in my top three choices.
Nope. Not musically
inclined. You have no skill there.
Yeah,
nor do I.
No, neither do I. I know you have to. It's actually like your tongue that's, you know, doing it.
Yeah, I don't know. I had a harmonica when I was a kid. Probably annoyed the crap out of my parents. I also took drum lessons as a kid. That was the instrument I attempted to play.
See, touch like, my drum set.
Didn't go well for me.
But see, you don't, like, drummers are, like, goofy and wild and crazy. Like,
probably why it didn't work.
You know,
though.
Process would be a drummer. I'd say me.
Like, just uses one drumstick there, right?
Just the triangle.
You and Process are the two drummers at the station, I think, probably.
This is definitely fair.
If you were guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I couldn't. That was terrible. So
437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Nick Kern, Nick Valvano.
What instrument
Phil
are you,
Baker.
Phil?
I'd say a trombone.
Okay.
I could see you as a trombone.
I have no idea. Or a cello.
Would you take care of the trombone? Would it be smooth or would it be rusty?
Oh, boy.
Hold on. Please, Nick, don't piss me off coming down on the text line. I don't know. I'm assuming that was the Kern, but
yeah,
I'm not
I would
sure.
Assume. That's
the
what
suspension
I
needed to happen, but the firing of Mac is a bit much. That coming down on the UPS Jobs.
I would
line.
Completely disagree about the suspension.
437-9680 is the athletic department snake bit. Nick laid out the reasons to why most of the programs are not, but that's there. Maybe Vince can go to Florida State and turn them into a mid-major too. It's weird how we've gone from people complaining about the school president was too hands off in athletics to complaining about the school president allegedly being too hands on.
It is interesting.
Devil's advocate there.
Yes. Whenever there's one extreme, usually to correct that extreme, you bring in the other extreme, and so it is hard to get to like the perfect middle ground.
What did I always say about Bobby Petrino? Players didn't know where his office was. He was too mean. He was a jerk. He's a slime ball. Scott Satterfield, they use it as ammo against
him.
He's too nice. He's not in the ref's ears. You know, they got to love him up and everything. So damned if you do, damned if you do.
I was just about to say that. Sorry, I didn't mean to walk away. My bad.
Let's see. A couple more texts coming down on the UPS Jobs text line. New tinfoil theory. Neely has the board meeting of conflict of interest. She gets rid of Tyra or she leaves. Then she is firing Satterfield, and Tyra was the only reason she was going to stay. Hires Brom so the fans love her and gets the support from all the Brom lovers. Influx of old school boosters. She's hailed as a hero.
That would be a plot twist.
I mean, it's Shakespearean at this point. She gets someone hired as AD, then she wants to hire, and Tyra is the villain since he didn't hire Brom and Neely did. So that coming down and on the text. There's just so many coming in. So we'll get to some more texts coming up in a bit. I don't know if we want to play that sound now or we can wait till the top of the hour, maybe just kind of do a palate cleanser at the top of the hour. Do we need to put out the bat signal, by the way, for any guests? Or are we just going to take some? We didn't get to do the pre-show meeting.
We didn't have a pre-show meeting.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, honestly, there's enough meat on the bone. And I was kind of bouncing ideas off the guys in the back, maybe hollering at A-double. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, I feel we consciously decided to keep it open.
No, I get it. Yeah, and Andrea Adelson, we'd love to have her.
Yeah,
obviously,
news could break at any time, I guess. That's
yeah, so, and I mean, we just shot through the first hour with barely touching the text line. So we can do a palate cleanser, too. There's other wacky stuff that happened this weekend.
College football playoffs settled. Bowl season, which I know everyone hates.
Global. The net rankings are out.
Jack Grossman, he poor kid. I mean, he just came back. He just has so many takes about the net rankings. Go to his Twitter page, Jack Grossman 97,
that's
I want to say.
Yeah, no, you got it.
I want to make sure I had that. that right? It's like me and AIM names. I'm really good at remembering those, which is no longer exist, but that's a discussion for another day.
Do you think Jack even knows what AIM is?
No, not at
being
all.
The fact that he was not born in 97.
He was hatched in 2007. It's like SpongeBob and beyond, and that's all he knows.
That's a good point.
A couple more texts. If you're that petty and can't get over your differences because of your employee punishment, you probably shouldn't be in leadership, but what do I know? I only do organizational management consulting. Also, am I blocked? No, you are not blocked. I just read your text on the air. Just making sure Drew doesn't love my text, LOL. So, you were not blocked. So, I mean, Drew can take criticism on the text line. It's just when you start being mean and saying cuss words, that's when you get blocked. So, that's what he does.
We pretty much take cuss words, mean spiritedness, whatever
blocking.
You got. Yeah. May not read it, but we'll read it privately.
Our AD just retained a coach that none of us want. He's now leaving. What a slap in the face. But yeah, let's be happy. Let's continue to have a messy leadership and mediocre coaches.
Can
I just
truly, like, what's the
mediocre
percentage?
Mediocre coaches? Mediocre coaches? What does that mean? Like, do you want someone other than Danny Busboom Kelly to be leading your volleyball program?
Look,
do you want Jeff Walls, not the women's basketball
coach? They're talking
coach?
About the two steers of the ship right now in football and basketball. And,
do you not want Dan McDonald to be the baseball coach?
I'm 100% with you with what volleyball, baseball, and women's basketball are doing here. And I know I'm leaving out some other.
Were you vocally against Chris Mack being hired when he was brought on as the men's basketball coach?
That's where I'll defend Vince, because it's like it was him and nobody else.
Well, I want to throw something at you guys. And I thought this was a good discussion point that maybe in a rummage had over there. I brought up the fact, because I heard all the guys bantering in the back, like 90% of people didn't want Satterfield to come back. Was it that number, or was it just a really loud? I do think it's a majority.
I think it's a majority.
I don't think was it a really loud majority? And piggybacking off of that, maybe in a rummage also said that the fan base has never been more united in wanting to get Brom here, or to get Satterfield out. And they said that it was even more united than getting Chris Mack here. And at first I pushed back on that, and then I thought, I was like, well, I remember the producer show when we were all talking about it. Jack was team Chris Beard, myself, and maybe Magic Mike were team Shaka. And we all liked Chris Mack, but those were our number one choices. Mm-hmm. The text line was pretty much unanimous, and Mack, I'd want to say about 80%.
Well, he's coming off a number one seed, the Big East 30, again, lost to Florida State that year. But no, to your point, like, you took a guy from his alma mater and you were able to get him to come coach Louisville basketball with everything that was going on. I think it was, although I'm with Jack, I really like Chris Beard a lot.
And
But I think it's something.
In hindsight, I look like an idiot with that Shaka thing. Shaka.
When you put everything together, like the fit, Chris Beard would have been a great choice, but there weren't ties to bring him to Louisville. That made it a tougher thing. Like, he kind of ends up with his perfect fit job there at Texas, I think. Same with Shaka Smart. There weren't and probably lucky that he didn't end up here, because things, I mean, now at Marquette, but things didn't end well necessarily for him at Texas. Like, Chris Mack was the fit. He was just up the road in Cincinnati, had a lot of respect for the tradition of this program. I think revered Louisville as a sort of a pillar college basketball program that he grew up with. And as you may have heard, his wife from here. So it made a lot of sense all around. So I don't know. But to that other to that texter's other point, he just retained a coach nobody wanted. I ran through probably why it would have been really difficult to make the decision to move on when you're headed out the door. I don't think you can fire him if you're leaving. If you're the athletic director,
how baller a move is it, though? If you,
how do you
hire the
how
guy,
do you, how do you fire him
wants,
and then
unquote.
Leave? Then what's everyone saying? Let's say Vince Tyree fired Scott Satterfield.
He brings in Brom.
Then,
he could walk on. I mean, he's walking on water.
No.
He's riding
does
off
anyone
into
care?
The
you're
sun.
Not, to Florida State,
but you're
like,
not
at that
bringing,
point.
I don't think you're bringing in Jeff Brom if you're saying, "Hey, I'm not going to be here." Sorry.
You need to know who your boss is.
That's a tough deal. So if he fires Satterfield and just leaves, what are people saying about him then? Like, he's getting criticized for retaining the coach and possibly leaving. What would happen if he would have fired Scott Satterfield and then said, "All right, see you all"? Good luck with your search.
Well, what do you want to see slash hear today? Like after the board of the personnel matters, I mean, it's got to be one of two things, right? Either Vince is gone or, I mean, I think it's past, personally, I think it's past the point of no return when you start leaking these things to Andrew Adelson, Pat Forty, Pete Thamel. A contract extension of some sort, like they got to figure something out. Then I guess tomorrow at 9 a.m., they're also going to have a meeting as well. God, I'm so
That's
tired.
The athletics board tomorrow, right?
Right.
Today's the university board, I believe, at 5 o'clock. So, tomorrow's athletics.
So I guess 9 a.m. tomorrow, that'll happen during the Diener show. Maybe get released at 10:01 if Diener's lucky. That's how it works. Maybe today during, you know, the take with Andy Sweeney or potentially the drive, like they'll have some heads up on what's potentially going on. But it feels like it's just past, like you just... People would just want clarity. That's what they want. I keep stumbling around it. They just want to know who's in charge. Is somebody pulling strings? Is somebody doing that? Just come out and be abundantly transparent. And Drew even said as much, like Vince doesn't stay at jobs long. Like if you go back
to
the business
MO.
World, he's kind of bounced around and maybe he wants a new challenge and maybe everyone's overthinking it. I just find it very hard to believe as somebody who is a Louisville guy through and through by all accounts. I know the stint of Kentucky, the baseball people want to call him Big Blue Vince. And all that stuff. But I think people, like the guy genuinely, he cares about the city and the university. I don't think you can argue that. I think people want to point that. But maybe he's just this behind the scenes just wants the next challenge. Like he just wants the next challenge that wants to, he wants to try it, something new. And maybe these guys, like when I don't, in my opinion, big time college athletics, athletic directors to a certain extent, like they're wired to try new challenges. He's a former athlete. He wants to try these things out, and maybe the money component is something where it's like, hey, they're going to do this, and I want to see what I can do outside the bubble that is Louisville. Maybe.
Perhaps.
And maybe that's all it is. So I have no idea what is going to happen after this, but I think as vocal and as visible as he's been with some of these press conferences, every time they've got a new sponsor or building a new dorm or bringing someone on, he's been about as accessible as you can possibly think of. I know sometimes he comes on our shows. He comes on a good amount of our shows like that. So next steps of like him just kind of coming clean, but maybe he doesn't want to, you know, take a flamethrower, especially if he's staying in conference and just put out all the skeletons out there. You don't want to burn.
Either.
You don't want to burn a bridge. So,
well, what is there to, I mean,
if him and Neely aren't on the same page, like,
well, that's been pretty widely reported that they're not. I mean, I think we can make that leap that they're not.
Well, I mean, the guy's getting drugged through the mud right now.
Like, well, I know, but if you just read what people who are really well connected have put out there, I think it's fairly clear that they're not completely on the same page. A lot of it stems from men's basketball, and I think Neely was at least trying to be somewhat transparent with the statement over the weekend saying, hey, that was Vince's call. That's essentially what she said on the decision to keep Scott Satterfield. And, I don't know. It seems to me you have a couple of people, or at least on one side of it, one person who doesn't enjoy working for the person that he may be working for. I think that's a strong possibility, and I think we've all been in that situation at some point, probably in our working lives, and you either have to put your head down and get through it, or you find another job, and maybe that's what we're witnessing before our eyes.
I know we're at the top of the hour, but I think Andy put this out there. Forgive me if it wasn't Andy and you tweeted this, so my apologies if there's someone listening. I need to know what Tyree like really thinks of Scott Satterfield.
Sure, I would love to know that.
I would love to know that versus, and EC's been great to us. He comes on the show. He fills in occasionally, but I know he was the only one on Friday night that got that he was returning, and maybe it was just like, you put it out there, it goes away, but I think Drew mentioned this on our extended coverage. Great job, by the way. That's something you could just put on your own website, like gocards.com. You know what I mean? Like, that's something that you didn't necessarily have to go to. I know maybe it's...
You could have, but
you want to use the media for massage it if needed. So
well,
I need to know in his deepest, darkest, intimate moments what he thinks moving forward with Scott Satterfield.
I would like to know that, too. But there was a lot of context in the Eric Crawford story that was basically everything that I've been saying for the last couple of weeks, and curious if that's what Vince, like you
said. You're not alone, by the way.
Actually thinks.
Pete Butek, Eric Crawford,
yeah,
Bobby V, like you're not alone by that.
I think
so,
we're
like,
on that page from listening to
Scotty
them.
Scotty D.
Scotty D. Sorry, Scotty D. I know I don't want to trip and fall if he's getting his run in over at that down Frankfurt Avenue.
Nice win over Defiance for the Knights yesterday, by the way. Coming back to Freedom Hall. Getting set to play at the KFC Yum Center and Freedom Hall this upcoming week with U of L volleyball taking over Freedom Hall. Talking sports tonight, right? Over on 93.9 The Ville.
Yep, 6-7, baby.
Tune in.
I want to dive into this Mario Cristobal Miami just quest. I know we need to take a break, but it's just kind of
Louisville Miami what happened. Yeah,
handshake
exactly.
Right there.
Exactly.
This, when you're trying to find an AD, the boosters are wanting to help out with this, but
the Arnold and Carl Weathers.
Yes, handshake right there. So we can dive into that of, I guess, how to not conduct, but I guess they got their guy. So maybe to how to conduct a coaching search / AD search. Maybe they got their guy.
He
got blown out in the Pac-12 championship, but they got it. He's one of their own, damn it.
He's one of their own. That's why it's even more symmetrical to this, because they're bringing in Mario Cristobal, who's like a Jeff Brom for Miami football, which is interesting. So,
and he's being compensated. I mean,
handsomely.
Think about this. Miami, and I know top of the hour lied again, but they combated with freaking Phil Knight money out there.
Yes.
Nike money.
Yes.
Nowhere's like home. I'll leave it at that.
No question about it. 267-9680. The phone number, 437-9680. UPS Jobs Text Line. We're back with more of The V Show on a Monday on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.